Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Recent trends seem to be indicating a pickup in first-time home buying. For example, some local apartment managers I've talked to say that they are seeing a significant increase in people breaking their leases to buy a house. Our next guest says that if you are a first-time home buyer, there are some things that you should know. Travis Torcoletti is a mortgage loan officer with Regions Mortgage in Columbia. Today he's in our studio. Travis, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
First-time home buyer makes me think of the programs that were initiated during the Great Recession to help first-time home buyers. Are those still around?
Not in quite the same form, but yes, there are first-time home buyer programs that exist today. Some are government-backed, some are what we call portfolio. That's the bank's program, and it is not federally backed or federally insured. There's one through Fannie Mae called Home Steps and Home Ready. There's different programs that you can do, some of which pay closing costs, some of which do not, some of which require a down payment, some of which do not.
What else would you like our listeners to know if they are a first-time home buyer?
How is your debt going to get treated? If you have student loan debt, which is very common these days, it's important to understand how that will affect you, what programs are more lenient, which ones are a little more rigid, or that may even count student loan debt that you don't actually have to repay. So, for example, some federal programs like FHA, USDA, they will require you to amortize your student loan debt at 1% of the outstanding balance. So, for example, if you owe $30,000 in student loan debt altogether, they're going to say that you have to use a $300 a month payment for qualifying for the loan, even if you don't actually owe that much per month. A lot of people with student loan debt, they're on what's called an income-based repayment program. What that means is you're paying a reduced amount compared to what you would normally pay to repay it. The overall balance, 1% of that, is considered a fully amortized payment. In other words, that's what your normal monthly payment would be. So they'll take that 1% for qualification purposes and say, we have to use this amount as your monthly payment because eventually you will have to actually make the full monthly payment.
Now, I understand another thing that's popular these days are down payment assistance programs.
Yes. State housing is one. There's another one called NACA. It's money that can be, in some cases, granted or given to the applicant to assist them with down payment, and that's an outright gift if they qualify, or in other cases, it's something that they have to repay, and it functions as a second mortgage on the property. So my advice to people who are seeking those out is read the fine print, because they sound great, and in many cases they are. However, if you have to repay that debt, that might be something you didn't count on. And it also, like I said, it functions as a second mortgage on the property. And if you don't live in the home for a certain number of years, they force you to repay it back as well in some cases.
And this sounds like it is also income-based.
It is, yes. You have to qualify.
Real estate agents often tell me that when they're helping people buy homes, that having them pre-qualified can make a big difference.
Absolutely. That's important because the pre-qualification process has demonstrated to the agent, both on the selling side and the listing side, that this person is financially qualified. It's important to do that as your first step. Oftentimes, if you have not, the agent is going to want you to do that first thing to make sure that you actually can perform and buy what it is you're looking to buy.
How hard is it to get pre-qualified? Is there a fee to go in and do that?
Some institutions charge a fee. I do not. Generally speaking, it takes me about 15 minutes or so to get all of the information, to pull their credit, and to put some scenarios together and tell them, yes, this is something you can do, or no, that is not something you can do, but here's what you can do.
How about going online and getting your free credit report before you talk to a mortgage banker?
Yeah, be careful with that. One of the more popular ones out there often grossly overstates a person's credit score because it's not tailored towards a mortgage. And when you get your credit pulled for a mortgage, those algorithms run specifically towards telling your score based on buying a home and not say, buying a car or leasing an apartment.
So your credit score can be product specific.
It very well can, yes.
Well, Travis, thank you so much for stopping by the studio today.
Thanks again for having me, Mike.
Travis Torcoletti is a mortgage loan officer with Regions Mortgage in Columbia. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also subscribe to our podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.